Growing grapes for wine is a tricky business. There's soil chemistry, weather, a whole bunch of varietals, pun perhaps intended, and that's to say nothing of climate change. This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Journalist Miles McClure tells us how Northern Michigan vineyards are adapting to a changing world. But first, some headlines. A performing arts venue could be coming to the former Bijou by the Bay Theater in Traverse City's Clinch Park. Officially called the Con Foster Building, it has been sitting empty since the Traverse City Film Festival left it just about a year and a half ago. The Ticker reports that the city will enter negotiations with the group Studio Anatomy LLC to operate the space as a performance venue. City commissioners also voted to extend the Crooked Tree Arts Center's lease on the Carnegie Building, that's on 6th Street. The deal runs through October of 2027. In Grand Traverse County, a driver crashed through a barricade on Beitner Road and drove off the edge where the road has washed out. The 74-year-old man called 911 himself at about 9 p.m. Monday. The Record Eagle reports that the driver broke his foot. Alcohol is not a factor, and authorities are investigating whether a medical episode was to blame. The road has been washed out since April 14th, when flooding caused widespread damage around northern Michigan. It could be several months before it's repaired and reopened. A new Traverse City conference aims to play a key role in preventing threats facing children. Issues like campus safety, internet predators, bullying, and AI-driven deepfakes. IPR's Maxwell Howard has more.
The Children's Safety Conference, which starts tomorrow, was first organized by Rotary charity members who saw an increasing need to understand internet safety, especially around artificial intelligence.
Some of the problems that we encounter in public schools, they were so complex that you couldn't really cover it in a 20-minute Rotary presentation.
That's Rotary charity board member Scott Hardy. He says the conference will be especially important for parents who may be aware of problems like bullying or abuse after it happens, but not before.
What we're doing is providing information for parents and professionals about how to spot the warning signs. So we're trying to do this as a preventive conference, trying to give people the knowledge and the information required to spot these problems ahead of time.
Speakers will include MSU's Deputy Chief of Police, a children and family advocate, and Rachel Denhollander, the first woman to pursue criminal charges against disgraced former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar. Thursday's conference will run from 4 till 8 at Traverse City's Central High School and is free to attend. For IPR News, I'm Maxwell Howard.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at comfortkeepers.com.
Wineries are really important to northern Michigan. The state's wine industry is worth about $9 billion with a B, dollars. But a changing climate has presented new challenges to growers in our region. Journalist Miles McClure wrote about this for the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative. He's here to talk about how grape growers are adapting. Hey, Miles.
Hey, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Your story starts at a vineyard in Charlevoix. Describe this place to us. Help us see this place and tell us who runs it.
Yeah. So Folklore Wine in Charlevoix is run by Derek Vogel and Isabella Babinska. They bought their property in 2021. That it used to be an apple orchard, and they knew that they wanted to start a winery in the area. They initially thought that they would be using almost entirely hybrid grapes, but they've planted a mix of hybrid grapes and Vitis vinifera grapes on their property.
Okay, that term you just used, Vitis vinifera, is that right?
That's right.
And that just means like a variety of grape that's been around forever and ever. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Vitis vinifera grapes refer to very old strains of grapes that have been around for hundreds of years. Riesling, for example, is a grape that originates in Germany and is a Vitis vinifera grape. And it's been around for almost 600 years, possibly longer.
These are the words we know from the store shelf, right? Chardonnay and Cabernet, those kinds of things.
Exactly.
Okay. They are breeding different types of grapevines together in order to build up some resistance to the elements, and they're using hybrid grapes in a greater proportion than a lot of wineries.
That's right. So because of the climate here in northern Michigan, it gets very cold sometimes. In some areas, it gets too cold for some Vitis vinifera grapes to survive and thrive. So that's where hybrid grapes come in. And new varieties that are bred to withstand disease better and withstand the cold a lot better. For example, like one hybrid variety, which is called Marquette, can withstand the cold a lot better and does well in the northern Michigan climate.
What kind of challenges have they faced because of the changing climate?
Well, because of the changing climate, you don't know how long the winter is going to last. You don't know if the weather is going to warm up and then suddenly get really cold again. If you get a late spring frost, that could be really, really damaging to your grapes, especially if buds have already started to form on the vine.
Those long-term trends, that unpredictability over the long term, is to say nothing about the extreme weather events, the one-offs that we've had, like the March blizzard, for example, or the floods of April. I mean, this has been a very wild weather year.
Absolutely. Yeah. It can really impact farmers, not just in vineyards, but every single crop. If you get a big flood or a big rain right after you plant all your seeds in the ground and then all your seeds wash away, that can be a big problem.
So these growers and others around the region, it seems like they're doing what they can to adapt to a changing climate, but it seems like a lot of it too is just trying to keep up, that sometimes the pace of change might be happening faster than their bank of knowledge in the way you might have learned to practice the art or the craft years ago. Now some of those things might no longer apply.
Absolutely. I mean, the weather year to year is so different that what worked in one year might not work in another year. And so a lot of this is all about just staying on your toes. Derek Bogle, when we spoke for this story, he brought up the point that after the 2013-2014 polar vortex, a lot of grape growers in northern Michigan switched to hybrid grapes because they knew they could withstand the cold a bit better. But then after that year, the weather started to get warmer again, and people thought, okay, it's safe to plant Vitis vinifera now. But it turns out, you know, you can't always count on that being true, because you could have another year where it gets really cold and you might not get anything.
They are still doing what they're doing, so they must have some hope. But what sense do you get from them, right? Are they super optimistic about their future in this business? Are they wary? Where do you sense them sort of mentally on all of this?
I think they're really optimistic. I think there's a bright future for Michigan wine and northern Michigan grape growers. Northern Michigan is a very young winemaking region, so a lot of it is just every year getting it more experience with the growing various grapes in the region and figuring out what works. That helps them adapt a lot better year to year.
I have to ask, have you tried their wine?
They're on my list. I have not tried Folklore's wine yet, unfortunately, but I've tried a lot of other wine in the area. It's some of it's really good.
Nice. Miles, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Ed.
Miles McClure wrote about how grape growers are adapting to climate change for the Northern Michigan Journalism Collaborative, a project led by Bridge Michigan and Interlochen Public Radio and funded by Press Forward Northern Michigan. Find his work right now on our website, iprnews.org. And that is the Up North Lowdown for Wednesday, May 6th. This is IPR.